All right, let's dive in. This time we're going to a pretty interesting corner of the internet. That HSG end of Kagadian thread, edition number 32, the one that says was threads ago. Just to give you an idea of how long it's been going, it's this amazing mix of inside jokes and creative stuff and just a little bit of chaos.
The first thing that really stands out is how much of a community it is. You're kind of thrown into a world with all these running jokes and characters, almost like you're watching a sitcom you've never seen before.
Yeah, exactly. And right away you hit this question, who is Kagi? It comes up over and over again, and the answers are just crazy.
One theory says that Kagi is like an AI summarizer lobotomized into irrelevance. And another one says they were replaced by Gerber and Jenny, a loving trad couple. It's not really about getting a real answer. It's more about playing around with the shared mystery.
Okay, so we've got this mysterious Kagi, but then there's Roxy Kitten. Have you ever seen a character like this?
Not really. Imagine like a little kid dressed up as a cat. That image gets used a lot. And it's at the center of this weird back and forth. Some people joke about hurting Roxy Kitten, and others are like super protective of her.
It's like a big storytelling game. They're building this absurd story around this image. But it's not just words. You pointed out some cool visuals in the thread.
Definitely. One user posted a bunch of pictures from Portugal. They were focused on these architectural details, kind of creepy details. They even called it pure Junji Ito Portugal core. You know Junji Ito, the horror manga artist? It's like they're finding the weird in the normal.
And then another user, Bajido Chen, starts talking about making a sigil for the thread's front page. Maybe based on those pictures. A sigil is basically a symbol with magic powers. So we've got jokes and visual art and now the occult.
It's like they're making their own aesthetic for the thread, pulling from all these different places. But what really got me was when they started talking about us.
Wait, what? They know about the podcast.
Well, not directly, but they talk about a podcast looking at their thread. And they even wonder if we're self-aware or if we're stuck in some kind of time loop, analyzing the same stuff over and over again.
Whoa, that's wild. It's like they're breaking the fourth wall. Realizing that they're being watched.
Exactly. It makes you think about what online communities are all about and how the lines get blurred between the people watching and the people participating.
It's giving me chills.
Yeah.
But let's step away from that for a second and talk about something a little more normal. Music.
Right, because in the middle of all the jokes and Roxy Kitten stuff, there's this whole debate about Nirvana and who influenced them. One user says that other bands, like NIN and Butthole Surfers, were doing more interesting stuff musically back then.
This isn't just about what music they like, is it? It feels like it goes deeper. It's about fandom and the idea of true fans versus casual listeners.
Yeah. That's it. There's this quote where someone says, Homestuck ruined an entire generation of fandom. And the funny thing is, someone replies with, then why are you posting on a Homestuck image board? This whole thread is on a Homestuck forum, remember?
So even when they're criticizing fandom, they're still part of it. It's like a self-aware contradiction.
Yeah, it is.
But not all the conversations are so lighthearted. There's a tension that starts building.
Yeah.
When one user keeps using the word homosexual in a really offensive way.
It's a reminder that even in these little online spaces where people feel like they belong, you still have these clashes of values. And it immediately turns into a conversation about moderation. How do you make a space that's welcoming to everyone, but also lets people express themselves freely?
Exactly. One user even says that it's important to look at someone's post history to get some context. They say that understanding someone's past posts can make you more patient and understanding.
It's an interesting perspective. They're basically saying, we should look at online behavior more broadly. It's not just about one comment. It's about the person behind the words and what they contribute to the community overall.
That's a great point. And it leads perfectly into what we'll be talking about next, the back and forth between keeping things in order and embracing the chaos that comes with this online space. Stay tuned.
Yeah, definitely. This tension between keeping things orderly and the chaos. It isn't just about one user's language. It's like it's built into the thread itself.
Yeah, that's true. It's like they're always struggling with this question. What should this space be? Should it be all positive or is there room for arguments and disagreements?
And it's interesting. They never really decide. It's this constant back and forth. One minute they want stricter rules and the next minute they're pushing back against any control.
Like with this whole thing about homosexual being used as an insult. It starts a conversation about responsibility. But then someone jumps in and says, banning every new IP address that seems hostile, that'll lead to mistakes and unfair punishments.
Yeah, it's like they're already criticizing any solution. There's this resistance to easy answers. Like they know that online communities are complicated.
But even with all this arguing, they still find ways to be creative. Like one user is making a music meme, comparing Nirvana to other bands from that time. It's like they're trying to find new ways to talk about musical influence.
And there's that user who's making art, inspired by those creepy pictures from Portugal. Like, they're taking pieces of these conversations and turning them into something real.
It reminds you that even when there's conflict, there's still this need to create, to connect with people through shared experiences. Speaking of connection, let's talk about that part where they start talking about the podcast. How meta is that?
I know, right? They're not just listening anymore. They're analyzing the people, analyzing them, questioning our reasons, even wondering if we exist outside of this thread.
It's like they're challenging us to acknowledge them, to break down the wall between us watching them and them being watched.
Exactly. It makes us think about our own role in all of this. Are we just recording what they say, or are we changing the conversation by just watching it?
That's deep. But before we get too lost in that, let's go back to something that keeps coming up. Fandom.
Yeah, because even while they're arguing about Nirvana and posting weird photos from Portugal, they keep going back to this idea of fandom. It's like it's both something they love and something they fight about.
Right. There's that quote, "Homestuck ruined an entire generation of fandom." And then right after that, someone points out how ironic it is to say that on a Homestuck image board.
I love how self-aware they are. They know their fandom is kind of contradictory, but they love it anyway.
It's like they're saying, yeah, we know this whole thing is kind of ridiculous, but we love it anyway.
Exactly. And that love shows, even when they're criticizing each other or making fun of each other.
But there are also times when they get really introspective, especially as we get closer to the end of the year. What did you think about that change?
It's like the new year coming makes them all think back. They start sharing personal stuff, anxieties, regrets, all of it.
Like that one user who says they're sorry for being harsh before and wishes they'd been more calm. It's a surprisingly honest moment for a thread that's usually all sarcasm and jokes.
Yeah, it is. And it shows that they want to grow. They want a connection that goes deeper than just surface level stuff.
But even as they say they want a more positive and peaceful space, there's still that resistance, that pushback against anything that feels too serious or emotional.
Yeah, like they're afraid to let their guard down. Maybe they think if they get too sincere, the thread will lose its spark.
It's a tough balance, isn't it? How do you build a community where people feel like they belong without losing that fun, chaotic energy?
That's what they struggle with throughout the thread. And it's something we'll keep exploring as we go into the last part of this deep dive.
We've looked at the funny stuff and the creative stuff, even the tense moments that make this thread so interesting. But there's this one conversation that really stuck with me. The one about whether you can really have real connections online.
Oh, yeah. Where they're talking about how most online interactions are all about emotions, not logic. Like they're saying people care more about being right than actually understanding each other.
Yeah, it's kind of cynical.
Yeah.
But I get it. Gets sucked into these arguments. And it's easy to forget that there's a real person on the other end.
And this user goes even further. They say that the whole idea of online community is fake. They call it a deliberately crafted chasm of cyclical validation.
Wow. That's pretty dark. So if they're so down on it, why even bother? Why not just log off?
I think that's the weird part. Even when they're criticizing these online spaces, they're still there, still looking for that connection, even if it's just through being cynical together.
Maybe that's the point. It's not about finding the perfect online community. It's about realizing that these places are always going to be messy, just like the people in them.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to look at it. It's about accepting the contradictions, the humor, the creativity, even the arguments sometimes. That's what makes these communities so interesting and real.
And maybe it's also about finding those real moments of connection in all the chaos. Like when that user apologized for how they acted, or when everyone got together to say Happy New Year. Those moments give me hope.
Me too. They remind us that even in the wildest online spaces, people can still be kind, they can still grow, and they can still connect with each other.
Well said. So as we wrap up this deep dive into HSG and of Kygalion, what's the one thing you want our listeners to take away from this?
I hope they come away with a better understanding of how complicated online communities are. They're not just echo chambers or places to waste time. They're places where people can create, connect, argue, and experience the whole range of what it means to be human.
I like that. And to our listeners, we hope this deep dive has given you a new way of looking at this part of the internet. Thanks for joining us.